Hey, everybody. This is Adam, the co-host of the podcast you're about to listen to. Just a heads up, we have switched our subscription service from ConnectPal to Patreon. If you've tried ConnectPal in the past and weren't happy with it, we totally understand. That's one of the reasons we switched. You can still get every episode of our podcast completely ad-free for just $5 a month. On a platform that works on all of your podcast apps and phones and various gadgets. So head to patreon.com/unpops, see what kind of stuff we have to offer. There's all kinds of good things. And thanks. Enjoy the show.
El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey! Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit, I just kind of do the show. Joining me today, he's the co-founder of BRLA, which stands for Virtual Reality Los Angeles, in case you were curious. He's here to talk about all the things movies get wrong about virtual reality. He's a really funny guy. We're happy to have him here. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Levin. Also joining me, he's a super funny comic who you can see all the time performing in Los Angeles. He's also the co-host of this podcast who's here damn near every week. And she's our in-house engineer slash editor. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May and Jess McDonald. It's going to be a great show. Boy, are the people getting a treat right now.
Oh, there it is.
They are really seeing behind. Oh, this makes me uncomfortable already.
Uncomfortable opinion.
No, don't do that.
No, is that what we're saying?
Anyway, welcome to Unpopular Opinion, everybody.
Hi, Unpopular.
We're back.
And we're back.
Back for the first time because I failed to record. We've been recording for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we've been at it.
And I just now remembered to turn things back on.
Yeah.
So I got to go.
Thank you for joining us, yeah. Adam Levin. Let's introduce the guest. Adam Levin,
hey,
how's it going?
That's me.
Hey.
You are the owner of BRLA or?
So close. I'm the co-founder of a couple of things, of VRLA, which is the world's largest virtual reality event.
Right.
We just had 9,000 people at the LA Convention Center, and also a company called Mindshow that makes a VR story creation app, basically lets you puppeteer a 3D VR character, like you can make a 3D cartoon that someone can walk around in.
Wow.
It's dope. I got to do one of the cartoons.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. It sounded really interesting. And I saw an article about VRLA when it first opened. And I actually remember texting Jeff and saying, let's go to this thing. We didn't because we're not that good of friends.
No.
But
terrible.
And I didn't know I could
also
just force you to let me in. I didn't know that was true. An option.
Well, you're much, much bigger than me, height and muscle wise. Weight, I might be beating you.
That's cute. That's cute. I remember walking by, I love walking by security guards and having them be like give me that nod. And I'm like, yep, I also have done this job before. And I understand what it's like.
Yeah, you look like you've got some bouncing in your past resume.
At 19. I was 19 when I was a bouncer. I only got that job, by the way, to get an ex-girlfriend arrested.
What?
I had an ex-girlfriend that was using a fake ID to get into this specific club in Worcester, so I thought it would be really funny to get a job as a doorman there and then to bust her for trying to get in with a fake ID.
Did that work out for you?
No, someone ratted me out. I kept that job for 2 years.
Someone ratted you out for trying to rat someone out?
Yeah. Well, fuck them. Fuck them.
Snitches dig ditches, Jeff.
Bitches get arrested. That's what old 19-year-old Jeff's. That was right at the height of, it was right when Red Bull was becoming a thing. And so I'd suck back two of those in a row. And I'd be like, man, my heart feels crazy.
Women arrested.
I was like, man, my heart is. Whew.
It's like, I just had nine cups of coffee. Why am I all agitated?
Yeah, what's going on with this whole thing? Did I drink too much water today? Surely that couldn't be the only problem.
Jess, you're here too.
Yeah, hi, I'm back.
You were supposed to be sitting over here, but we have all kinds of new setups.
A lot of stuff going on.
Call her Freeloading Jess.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So now you're just here as a guest?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that either.
Jess the guest! Oh, yeah!
And this is the first time we're filming a regular episode, right?
Yeah, it's the first time we're live right streaming.
Hey!
Hi, everybody. Hello.
I hope... Yeah, good. It looks like, I'm definitely not going to be able to follow the comments while we're doing
this.
No,
it's fine. It's not about that.
It's not like ListCast. It will distract me way too mightily.
It's okay.
But it's fine. Thank you for everyone who is watching.
Yeah, we appreciate
really
it.
Really appreciate it, and we hope to do these better in the future. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
I disagree. I hope they get worse and worse as we continue going.
Yeah, I hope, yeah. Either way. So, what are we talking about today?
I was asked here
you're
to talk
actually
about virtual reality.
Yeah,
I don't know
you.
I don't know the format. I don't know anyone in the room.
Whoa, he said the magic word, everybody! Now it's time to play the name game.
You're just like Pearl Harbor, somebody with some shitty game.
With some morning zoo, yeah.
Yeah, thank right? You. We're just we're talking about VR. We're talking about VR through pop culture.
All right.
And sort of I think that's really fascinating because VR has always to me been fiction. Like even when it was like as a concept, like Virtual Boy, that wasn't real VR. It was just slightly
3D. That was Headache Boy, for sure.
Tomato. Did you ever play with a Virtual Boy, Adam?
No. It was like I remember when it came out. Yeah. Wasn't it like weren't the graphics like all red?
Yeah, it was all red. Yeah. It was like you were looking through blood.
It was the red and black future that you had hoped for.
And you threw your back out because you were just leaning in the whole time. Get a bad back because you know how video game nerds love posture.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, that was one of those situations.
Yeah, I never used one of those. Yeah. I don't know why. I think the red turned me off.
Well, they were also
I was also a very poor child.
Yeah,
I feel
they were
like you
expensive.
Got away easy on that one. You're,
yeah,
yeah.
You didn't miss any.
It was a real burn financially for what you got.
Yeah,
it's like when I bought a 32X from a Sega Genesis, and that was not worth it.
I bought a TurboGrafx 16, not popular.
No. You got that Bonk's Adventure business going
sure.
on? There it
I
is.
Had it.
So we're talking about, like Jeff said, virtual reality, like as it's been used in movies.
Yeah.
Which movies are great at getting technology wrong. Yeah. You only need to see two people throwing down on the same keyboard with separate hands in a TV show, which happens a lot. Not in the real world. No one's doing that.
No one does that.
In real life, I would snap if someone jumped in to start hitting other keys on my keyboard. But you see shit like that in movies. Like there'll be a surveillance video and they just zoom in and it's like perfectly pristine. Movies get everything wrong about technology, and I'm sure virtual reality is no different. So
yeah, it's they got it 100% wrong. But I love bad tech in movies. I love if you watch the first Mission Impossible movie, the email sequence that's like 35 minutes of screen time to send an email because I was super new back then.
I'm into it. I gotta be 100% honest. Like, that is how I do email.
I feel like there was a little more like weird, unnecessary animation in his email sending than yours. Yours is probably more of just like...
That's how I
individual
type.
Fingers.
I type two fingers. Yeah. That is a good way
you
to
type
just...
also with the keyboard at head level. Like
yeah.
This.
Well, I'm generally an ape.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're a giant man.
Yeah. Going old school, original old school here.
Yeah. We don't have to. I was just getting it.
No, I like it.
We
I
don't
like
have
it.
To start right away.
That movie is excruciating.
What, Tron?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Tron first. We tried to set this up so people would at least hear the videos who are watching the live stream, but didn't work.
No, still not working.
So you're just gonna watch us stare blankly at a screen
or
we can talk a little bit.
Commentary about it.
Yeah, I mean we'll set the scene. I mean the people who listen to this podcast are very used to us
just
watching videos and talking over them with almost no context.
That's fine.
So they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They will be fine. So this first
this is 3 minutes long?
Yeah,
yeah. I grew a beard watching this last night.
Yeah, it's an aggressive clip.
So let's fire up the light cycle battle from Tron, and
now this is the one that gets VR the most accurate, though, right?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah, no, I parked my light bike outside on my way here.
15 cars smash into your light wall.
Yeah, this sequence really stinks of, like, well, we spent the fucking money. We got to put it on the screen.
Yeah, I think it also really sort of, how can we make this like Star Wars? Like, even hear him like a blue leader to gold leader, gold leader, you know, and like,
yeah.
How can we get as little information across in the longest screen time possible?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, how can we use these cutting edge graphics? Which you look at it now and you're like, man, this is I will say this, though. The animation, like the rotoscoping of the armor on Tron, on top of the... I think it still looks pretty good. Like, they look all
this,
right.
This was absolutely my favorite part of the Tron video game.
Oh, the cutting people
the light
off.
The cycle battle. Light cycle. The light cycle battle was my favorite. I loved Tron.
That's interesting
movie.
That you bring that up. The Tron video game, I think, is maybe the least playable video game of all time.
Really?
It was. I mean, you're talking about like the big arcade.
Yeah.
I never understood it. Always tried to play it. Could not figure it out.
Yeah, it had that weird thing where there was just like a dude floating, and you had to spin it.
Yeah.
In some direction.
There was two parts. There was the light cycle battles, and then there were like the melee.
Yeah.
Walk around stuff. And there's also two cabinets, too. There was the stand-up Tron cabinet, as well as, like, the big immersive, like, you could go into it. It was like being in a car.
God damn, you are lucky that you're so tall and handsome to be able to say garbage like that.
Yeah, what? For sure.
What are you talking about?
Because you're like, a huge nerd, Jeff.
There's this really great coffee table book I picked up about the golden age of arcade cabinets.
Okay.
And it's, like, really... And, like, they were, like... Like the
golden age of arcade cabinets?
Well, yeah, because the golden age from like 1979 to like 1984, there was like new arcade games being put out, and like the evolution of arcade games was so rapid that there were games like Dragon's Lair, which was a Laserdisc based game in 1982.
Another horribly unplayable,
very difficult game. Yeah. Do you ever play Dragon's Lair?
I don't remember.
It's like you're playing a Don Bluth cartoon.
I do. Is that the game that was like an actual cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
so hard.
It's fucking impossible.
That's, by the way, we're still watching this.
Yeah,
nothing
this is
has
how
happened.
Shitty. This is how shitty Tron is, by the way.
Yeah.
You're like, remember Dragon's Lair? How great was that?
We got through 3 minutes of that and nothing even remotely realistic happens.
Yeah. So, real quick about like VR in this regard,
sure.
How does Jeff Daniels come into play?
Jeff Daniels is a part of every VR experience.
That should be like an Easter egg in all VR experiences.
He's your Clint Howard.
Yeah,
just put him in everything.
In my office, it's Nicolas Cage. He somehow makes it into everything. But this is. I don't know where to start because it's all wrong. Yeah, it was not helped by the one that came out last year either. That was
what year do you think it is right now? By the way,
when did
it's like 2009?
Really?
Yeah, I still lived in South Dakota when last Tron came out.
Was it Tron Revisited or something like that, or Tron Legacy?
Tron Legacy, just
a Daft Punk
Tron
video,
2,
right?
Even Tronier.
Yeah, it was mostly just
Tron Harder.
If it wasn't just a Daft Punk video, the scenes where they were just walking through a club with Daft Punk music playing were the best scenes of that movie.
Daft Punk is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, Daft Punk is my favorite VR experience.
Yeah. we don't have any light bikes. Sorry. is that what I'm supposed to?
Well, no, but my question to you is, like, do you sort of go out on your own open space, or do you, like, do little nudges and winks to like, the things that came before? Because there's such a deep history of faux VR.
Yeah. I think there are a ton of winks and a ton of reverence in the VR development community in general for these kind of weird, not real representations that inspired a lot of the people in the current generation of VR to get into it. It was kind of a tease at a far-off future that was weird and different enough that people were into it.
Yeah.
So like I, you know, I also produce or produced for the last 3 years the award show for the VR industry, and like I wrote a short this year that had Jeff Fahey, the Lawnmower Man, in it because I knew that the second he came on screen, people would lose their goddamn minds, and they did. And it's not because Lawnmower Man was a perfect representation of VR, although you will become a genius and transcend humanity to become pure electricity.
I was wondering about that part. And like, you could be sequeled by Matt Frewer, is that correct?
Is that like a Christopher Lambert type guy? Or
Matt Frewer? Do you remember Matt Frewer? Nobody knows?
I don't.
No. No one knows what you're talking about, Jeff.
You do know who I'm talking about. He's Matt Frewer. He was like the other dad.
I only know that name because you've said it 18 times in the last minute and a half.
Watch this. Google search him right now and you'll be like, oh, that guy.
How do you spell his last name?
F-R-E-W-E-R.
I wouldn't have even been my second guess of how to spell
it. But wait. But wait, like, pull up the images. And
Guy with no picture.
You do know this guy. He's in he's literally in everything. He's been in every single thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess.
And he was in Lawnmower Man 2.
Oh, he was Max Headroom.
He was
Holy
Max
shit.
Headroom, yeah. Okay. Which we didn't cover. Fair enough. That's not VR. That's
no
AI. Max Headroom.
That's the singularity, Jeff.
There it is. Yeah. Let's make the singularity happen with New Coke. Wasn't he the spokesman of New Coke?
Sure he was. I don't remember.
Close enough for Jazz.
Probably. Jess, how you holding up?
I'm great.
What's your favorite VR experience?
I don't even know anything right now.
What's your favorite movie from the 80s?
Or 90s.
Just what's your favorite movie from the 80s? I feel would even be.
Are you 10 years old? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, you're 10 years old.
We couldn't replace Brett with someone above like 24 or 25.
You have to have not seen a lot of movies. Yeah. So the best thing to do was go young.
Definitely.
We need someone detached to just sit here and hit buttons occasionally.
No, you need someone young
to complaining.
To look confused?
No, to come and work for what is obviously some sort of scam taking place in an apartment.
That is 100% true. Yes.
You cross 25, you're not coming to this thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. 10 years past 25, I'm really just lost.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, what's your favorite sci-fi movie, Jess?
Favorite sci-fi movie?
That's a better probably.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Is it though? I don't know.
I mean, just
Gem and the Holograms.
Name a movie, Jess.
Actually, that's pretty good. Favorite sci-fi show was Lost Girl for a while it was still on.
I
don't even know what that is.
Until you said girl, I was with you for the first part of that title.
It was pretty good, but the last season's really terrible, so I don't advocate for watching it all the way through.
Lost Girl?
Yeah.
What's Lost? I've never heard of this.
It's a Canadian sci-fi show.
Oh,
no,
right.
She was like, I like Lost Girl.
Looks how Jess got a groove back.
Do you watch Orphan Black? Speaking of Canadian sci-fi.
I have been intending to, but I haven't done it yet.
It's fantastic.
Do you watch Black Mirror?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black you watch Mirror Orphan Black Mirror?
Have you watched The Expanse?
No.
I just started watching The Expanse.
Is that the Carlton Cuse thing?
I don't know what that name means.
Okay, well, he was one of the creators of Lost.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The main characters are Thomas Jane and the guy that played War and Peace from Sky High.
Oh.
So I am invested.
Really cool Sky High reference.
Any reference of Sky High is a really cool Sky High reference. It's one of my top five favorite superhero movies of all time.
Okay.
You ever see Sky High?
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, Sky High is a fantastic superhero.
How many of those are Incredible Hulk movies?
Fuck Lou Ferrigno now.
Jeff's got bad blood with the Ferrigs.
I got beef with old Lou. This must be the most accurate, it's the least accurate depiction of computers, one scene is by far what I think the most accurate representation of VR is.
Well, they used actual VR gear of the time in this shot.
Yeah.
This is a thing called Virtuality that came out in 1991. And the game was called Dactyl Nightmare, which is as cool as it sounds. And boy, was it a piece of shit garbage. But I wanted to play it so bad.
Right?
Yeah.
From the movie Hackers.
Yeah, which we're going to talk about Hackers, by the way.
I've never seen Hackers.
Really?
I think I saw it like in 1995, but
it's... we'll talk about it in a second.
All right, here we go. This is... Oculus Rift and Omni in Hackers movie. That's the name of this YouTube video. Let's give it a watch.
The best thing about this is you know that nothing was powered on, and he was just being
what
crazy Fisher Stevens. Doing?
Yeah, and I love Fisher. Yeah, he should be Fisher Stevens.
And Bunk Moreland.
Yeah.
Gil.
Who plays the same character in Ray Donovan.
Hard copy.
Oh, Avery Label. That's very important.
Murphy.
First off, Fisher Stevens, excellent.
Yeah.
Best Indian actor of a generation.
Did you ever read his like interview with him about it, about how much time he spent to like make sure he paid respect to the Indian community for creating that character in Short Circuit?
He spent any time.
He did. Like he spent like a lot of time. And it was just like he's like, I still have to eat. It was 1988.
Yeah.
You know, like that was back when Indian actors like you weren't getting them.
Yeah, sure. That's as my friend Andy Haynes tweeted the other day, that was back when, Lewis could rape a girl in Revenge of the Nerds, and it was just hilarious.
Yeah, that was a pretty good, that's practical rape, we call that. So you should have seen your face. Now, here's the thing about hackers, is whenever you see, like, when they're trying to access files, like, what they're showing is basically, like, a point of view chasing through, like, a city of information.
Kind of operating system where they
are. Yeah, like it's insane. It's really, really crazy. And like none of hackers is real. Like
what?
Like, is it like it's all like every sort of like here's a game you can play and it's like that's not a game. You're not playing games.
No, it's they're playing games, but they're not playing games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come on, what are you doing? That was what Matthew Lillard was in there.
That fucking guy.
Remember Matthew Lillard?
Oh yeah, he's on there's some.
He was in Wing Commander.
There's some show I watch now
Scooby-Doo.
That he's on all the time. I want to say it's called The Fall, but it's a Netflix show about murder, or maybe
it's murder.
Maybe it's The Bridge he's on. I'm not gonna let this go. Keep
it might be. I think it's The Bridge because it must be The Bridge because that's the production company that I worked for when he came in and visited.
Yeah, it's probably
a really
the Bridge.
Cool story.
It's a really. He came in. And I was like Wing Commander. Well, I was like my first day. Matthew Lillard's right there. It was like my.
You're
second
like, can
week
it even
in LA.
Get better than this?
And I
this
looked at him, and I was
show business.
And I looked at him, and I was just like, "Wing Commander, nice." And he was like, "All right,
it was The Bridge."
I hope he was like, "That guy fired."
Shine America. That's the only company I've ever been fired from. It's the only job I've ever been fired
and
from.
And Nash Bridges, he was on.
Damn right, he was on Nash
God
Bridges.
Damn right, he was on Nash
He's
Bridges.
Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
I was amazed you guys didn't have Johnny Mnemonic on this list that you gave.
Oh
me.
God, that was such a bad movie.
Oh,
we fucked I up forgot about it.
We didn't.
Well, I mean, we could still talk about it.
Yeah, there's stuff we didn't. There's other things we
the
didn't.
The technology to look up a clip from Johnny Mnemonic exists.
Or the pinball machine Johnny Mnemonic, which is fantastic. It's an excellent grid system on the table.
I don't know about the pinball scene. I remember seeing that in theaters and thinking it was so cool.
Because it's cool?
Maybe we don't have the same definition of cool.
Yeah, I like cool. Yeah. My things are cool.
At what kind of cool are my things in your
they're,
opinion?
They're uncool. You like uncool things.
That's fair and correct. But yeah, the VR, like, I have to get online. I need to get online.
Yeah. That was the that's the spiritual prequel to The Matrix.
What are we watching now? What's the thing?
We are watching a 1993 movie called Arcade. Yeah,
real quick, the Fisher Stevens thing, though. The other thing, like, do people generally when they're playing like the game, do they freak out a little bit?
Yeah.
Like,
that's when we were going out for funding for Mindshow. We would put people in this demo, and one of the environments, like where you could make a cartoon, was a rooftop, and we had this one investor kind of very coyly. Like peek over the edge of the rooftop and instantly his knees buckled and there was never anything but like Palo Alto condo carpet under his feet, but he like freaked the fuck out and
loser.
Have you Jeff?
Did he fund?
We wouldn't take that fucking loser's money.
Yeah, up top.
Right?
What an idiot.
Yeah, bring your money somewhere else, Poindexter. I want some people that can handle virtual heights.
Exactly.
There was a, at the VRLA, there was a John Wick game where
that's what I wanted to go do.
Yeah.
John Wick 2, even wickier.
Damn right. And like, the line was huge to play that game. The line was out of control. And I thought, I was like, could you imagine, like, that is exactly what VR should be made for. Like, that is exactly right. Just getting, you can get a lot of, if you could put my parents' faces on those villains, you can get a lot of therapy taken care of real
weirdly
quick.
You play the Russian guys and you just murder dogs the whole time.
I'm still in, but yeah, I'm not going to feel great about it. Yeah, I'm going to feel awful doing
I'm
it. I'm
going to be playing Alfie Allen. I don't want to be him. I don't want to be him in anything.
I had no idea that was Lily Allen's brother until we watched that movie.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, and then you heard him sing, and it was unmistakable.
I like Lily Allen.
Every time I see you cry. And then he killed a dog.
That's a good song. All right, let's watch the trailer for the 1993 classic Arcade.
This is great, by the way, because it reminds me of, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? But someone paid more money for it.
This is ultra realistic. Let's do it.
I don't believe the preview's been approved for all audiences.
I bet they weren't expecting this audience.
At Dante's Inferno.
Can everyone hear
incredible that? Incredible art department. Video the best set design.
Has come to life.
Is that Seth Green?
Is Arcade.
It must
be. It's all done in virtual reality. It's so real.
That's Q from Star Trek.
Actually think that you're in the game.
Yeah, it is. It's the guy that caused the plane crash in Breaking Bad. Jessica Jones' dad.
Again, like some dentist got conned into putting his life savings into this garbage movie. For sure.
I wonder if they made their money back, though.
I think the game is
considering I run the world's largest VR conference and had never heard of this, nor had any of the other co-founders, I feel like they may have taken it on the chin on this one.
Will play for their lives.
This is the best trailer I've ever seen, right? It's people following at home, go look this up. Arcade, 1993 trailer.
You know what it reminds me of is Nick Arcade. Remember Nick Arcade, the old game show?
I feel like Nicholas you're the only Arcade, the founder of arcades. The namesake.
Oh.
I mean, this kind of looks like some of the VR games I've played. I just don't think they were actually going to murder me.
Yeah, and this probably cost millions of dollars for this horrible CG at the time.
Oh.
Kiss reality. Well, who's the production company?
Goodbye.
Paramount? Fucking Paramount paid for that?
I think Paramount probably distributed that.
Paramount in 1993 was a pretty... I mean, they're not shit really anymore. But man... They hooked themselves up to that?
I will say that after watching that trailer, I immediately got in touch with all of the VRLA co-founders on Slack, and immediately we decided to screen shitty, like, paleo VR movies for all of VRLA at the next one, because, like, the idea of getting to show that in a real theater, we couldn't pass it up.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
There's a video called The Only Worthwhile Part of Johnny Mnemonic, and it's 5 minutes long.
That is a stretch.
Yeah. That seems like they're really getting a lot out of it.
Yeah, but it looks very VR. Look at what he's doing on that clip.
Sure. If that may be the clip I just was talking about.
Let's check it out.
It says Japanese clip. Well,
what do you think? Johnny and Monica.
When you're alone.
Oh, man. I forgot. It's the girl from Starship Troopers.
Out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need a computer.
Yes.
I need a
that
computer.
That was actually a commercial by Dell at the time, too. Why does everything look like it's taking place in laser tag?
Yeah.
Because the future is laser tag. Yeah.
It's the future, Jeff. Get with it. So what's he going to sit down and do?
He's probably going to play Free Cell.
There's going to be a visor involved, for sure.
And he wears, like, Bret the Hitman Hart sunglasses, too. Yeah.
VR was very visor heavy in the 90s movies.
Well, I mean, VR is visor necessity. I mean, you have to have a visor, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, but the visors in a movie like this are not so much real as plastic.
They're like Doc Brown's shades. From
I like that they're showing us like serial numbers and shit, like we care. Does that come up in the movie later?
Yeah, you have to remember those.
It all hinges on a product registration card that wasn't turned in.
You didn't fill out your warranty.
Password, enter.
Yeah, this is exactly what you're talking about, Jeff. This is the, like, you have to zoom through the computer.
Yeah.
Literally find the files in the computer.
This, have you seen the Community VR episode?
Yeah, but I've kind of blocked. I wasn't a huge Community fan.
Okay, well, this ends our friendship.
I get it. I get it. I'm just not that invested. Once Happy Endings got canceled and Community kept going, I took it personally.
Yeah, Happy Endings was great.
See?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And this is my problem.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that Planet floated by when he needed to open up a map.
Are they working with VR? Are they working to connect, like, connect your central nervous system in any way to the virtual experience?
I mean, right now, in a very clunky way, like, you know, there are haptics, like you can feel vibrations and things like that.
He'll use his connections on the net. Narrow the.
I would say, in 15 years, you'll have some kind of brain-computer interface where it'll, like, trick you into feeling things that aren't there. And yeah.
What I'm getting at is how far into techno-dildonics are we?
I mean, how much can you take?
I finding out about techno and teledildonics, like that those are a thing, is the funniest thing in the world to me because there's a name for it. But it is true. Like, isn't all tech pushed by fucking almost? Like, it's all kind of...
That's how I push it.
Yeah, like, it's all, like, moved forward and, like, when can I fuck this computer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, Time Cop.
Tropic Thunder made a really big impression on you. Right?
No, I've always
there's
said that.
There's that scene where it came down to...
Blu-ray.
And
video games
and
porn.
High-def DVD,
and
it came down to porn.
Video games and porn. But no, that is true, though. Like, yeah, I've always,
yeah, there is
I've always said that.
Thriving, heavily thriving... VR porn business. Let's go. Already.
See?
No,
try something. Right, like, yeah. You know, I mean, that's, why wouldn't you do that?
Put down your computer and stop ordering a VR system, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I turn my phone on real quick? I've got an emergency thing.
What I love about this is how uncool this makes VR look. Like, it looks rad, everything he's doing, but the movements he's having to make. I would never do this.
I think he looks pretty cool.
You might
I'm gonna
get
be honest.
Chased by an army of Ford Tauruses.
Come on, let me in!
Let me in!
Get off my board.
Oh, come on.
Quaid, start the reactor.
As I watch this, I'm just concerned that we've tread on some copyrights at Mindshow. This is prescient.
I hope my computer does that when people try to break in. I hope someone just sees a face going, "Get out of here!"
I need to know what I'm holding, Strike. Why is the Yakuza after? Who's Dr. Alcom?
Jesus, one question at a time, dude.
I hope those lines were written inside of that visor, so because it's the only way you could really land those lines.
Pharmacom.
Shit. It's weird once you realize that, you know, everything in a movie is a prop and nothing works. All you see is, oh, he's got like a weird plastic thing on his head that doesn't do anything.
He's acting funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
There it is, Johnny Mnemonic. The only worthwhile part, and I got to be honest, that was not worthwhile.
That was very much a stretch calling that worthwhile. Yeah, I remember seeing the trailers for that and being so excited.
It looked great.
Yeah. And then I went and saw it, and oh, man.
It's part of the film oeuvre of Ice-T.
Ice-T is in that?
Yeah.
It's not as good as Tank Girl, but...
I think Lori Petty might be in this movie, too.
It's actually a Tank Girl sequel. They just changed the name.
I may also not know the difference between Tank Girl and Johnny Mnemonic.
It's pretty...
it's a fair assumption.
Yeah. Oh, God. I like Tank Girl.
I don't think I've ever seen Tank Girl.
It's a better movie than it gets credit for being. Very good dystopian sci-fi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a very product of the 90s,
like,
though. There's a lot
like
of
Blade Runner and Tank Girl. Those are the two, right?
No. Just Tank Girl. Blade Runner. Shit.
What's your favorite movie involving virtual reality? Because I'm looking at this list, and I don't know if there's a...
I mean,
Tron was great.
Virtuosity. But...
Yeah, Virtuosity was fine.
I mean, you got Denzel and Russell. You have two Oscar-winning actors going up against each other. One's wearing pastel-colored suits, and surprise, not the one you think.
Yeah, you know how having an Oscar winner in it makes it good, like Norbit?
Having two Oscar winners?
Valentine's
Day? Norbit 2?
As the two heads, though? Like, they're both great actors, is what I'm saying. I think did you see Virtuosity?
I saw only the clip that you sent me. And weirdly, we're still trying to achieve the level of pleather in Denzel's cop outfit.
Virtuosity is great. Maybe Demolition Man. It has that VR sex scene.
Yeah.
Where they're
that VR sex scene was weird.
It's weird, but like I love that movie.
That's actually one of our clips.
And Time Cop. There's that Time Cop scene where that like opens where he's fucking the VR girl.
See, I never saw Time Cop. But I know that there are some well splayed buns in that.
Nude splits. Mm. There's nude air splits.
See, I didn't even know that it was nude, but now I'm going to have to rent.
Time Cop's fantastic. Time Cop. And I think it was based off of a Dark Horse comic originally.
Based on a true story, actually.
Yeah. Of a cop.
I am the Time Cop.
Who had some for real buns.
Yeah.
And time. He had so much time.
Imagine an actual cop being fit. Like Van Damme. You ever picture like those fat cops doing splits when someone tries to tase them in a wet floor or something like that? Some fat donut eating cop doing the splits over his dishwasher or some shit.
Should we watch a clip from Lawnmower Man?
Yeah, this I think is probably the biggest. This must be like the go-to VR movie, right?
Yeah, no, this is the one that everyone, even if they haven't seen anything of VR, is like,
oh, like Lawnmower Man? And you're like, fucking. Yeah.
Like, why do you have that voice that all dumb people have?
Yeah, Cyberman. He came to see me.
Is this Happy Jack?
Simple Jack.
Simple Jack.
Dun-dun, Simple Jack.
That's definitely the model for Simple Jack.
You, Mike, me, virtual.
I'll see you at night in my visor movies.
Bad.
But this VR makes my eyes rain.
Could help make you smarter.
I love it. It's like Pierce Brosnan Smith is about to before he got his Bond kick. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is some Remington Steele Brosnan.
Yeah.
This is TV Brosnan.
Yeah, it's TV Brosnan. He's like, this is it for me. This is it. I liked how Brosnan got Bond roles after Bond. Like, all his other offered roles were just Bondish.
Yeah. Well, he should have been.
I stand by the Thomas Crown James affair. Bond. I will live and die with that movie. Yeah.
I think he's pound for pound the best James Bond as far as.
What do you think he comes in at? Like, 125, 130? Let's.
Some of them might.
Oh, there's your sex scene that you wanted so much.
No, my sex scene was from Time Cop.
No, you mentioned one from Lawnmower Man, too.
This is basically Flowers for Algernon in VR, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is VR literally making you smarter and basically pumping information into your brain
and
to make you a super person.
Just like in Batman Forever with Jim Carrey, the Riddler's brain drain.
That's right. So this
and I found out this was a different movie. It was called, I believe, Cyber God or Computer God or something like that. But the studio had the rights to the Stephen King story, The Lawnmower Man. So they just put The Lawnmower Man on it so that they could sell it with Stephen King's.
What's the original Lawnmower Man?
Story? It's a short story.
But is it about like the
It's
future?
About Stephen King doing cocaine.
That's fair. But no, is the short story related in any way to VR
I think
or
that it
technology?
Has a very, like a passing reference, like they walk by a computer in the story or something.
He runs it over with his lawnmower.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I never want to do anything with computers.
Yeah, no, it has the tie to VR that like an Olivia Munn has to nerd culture. It's like, I walked by a comic book store once.
Ooh, you're calling out the fake nerds now?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
That's what I do.
Is that what we do? How do you know she's a fake nerd?
I mean, does she seem like a for realsies nerd to you or a for fakesies nerd?
I figure once
you
get your paycheck for it, you start falling into it pretty heavy.
See, I feel like the moment she could get as far as possible away from all of that, like, you don't see Olivia Munn at E3 2016.
Yeah, she was in an X-Men movie. That's what she did. She shifted over to being in an X-Men movie. It's like kind of a dream come true.
Is it though?
For her, it's a shit X-Men movie. Yeah, did you ever see that X-Men movie?
That
X-Men Apocalypse?
The worst, like, garbage Super Nintendo really level VFX.
Yeah, it's a really bad movie.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No.
I was so pumped for it. After
yeah,
last
I was
one.
Super, super excited. And then I was like, nope, no.
Adam, who's your favorite X-Men villain in VR?
Well, I don't have one.
Who's your favorite regular X-Men villain?
That was very... I don't have a regular X-Men villain.
Is it Magneto?
Favorite either.
Because Magneto could kill the Iron Giant.
I have a really bad... I saw one of the X-Men movies, like, before it came
Hold
out.
Hold on, Adam. I want to hear his Magneto Iron Giant slash fiction that we just glossed over.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Just put it out there. No, we don't need that.
Okay, fair enough. You keep that private?
Yeah, that's okay. Between me, Magneto, and the Iron Giant.
That lives only in the notes version of your iPhone. Yeah, yeah.
Got that ink pad. Well, you said you saw an X-Men movie.
Before it came out, I got to go to a screening.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be so exciting. And it was at the end of a day where we'd done all this promotional shit for a different movie, and there were no snacks. Like, not even bottles of water. And we were all drunk, and our mouths were dry. And I remember watching it and just being like, fuck the X-Men. Get me out of here.
So your critique of this movie is not enough snacks.
I was too drunk
for it. Goddamn right.
I was too drunk with popcorn.
There were no Cheetos in this movie. I want to be clear.
Wolverine's a dick. And I want a soda. Me and Dr. Pepper.
That's oddly my review of every movie. That's my review of Steel Magnolias.
Julia Roberts is a dick. She died like an idiot.
No, I said Wolverine's a dick when I came. Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird. Different Steel Magnolias. Which movie was it? Which X-Men movie was it?
See, I don't even remember that. It would have been around 2010.
2010, that would have been X-Men First Class.
Yeah, there it is.
Took place in the 60s.
Yeah. Were they at a school?
Yes, they were.
One. Fuck that movie.
It was that one. Really?
Oof.
No.
Yeah,
you're
I also
wrong.
Didn't think that's it was a great
with
movie.
Betty Draper. Come on.
She wasn't good in it, but X-Men First Class was a damn good movie. Shut up.
Look at the degree that I'm tilting my head. That's how I feel about.
Yeah,
what
like
you
a
said.
Confused dumb dog. I saw it.
Yeah, I'm very close with my dog.
Dumbass dog. VR. I liked it.
Oh yeah, that's.
Oh, we're doing VR? Yeah, VR X-Men.
It's not me antagonizing you. That's not the podcast we're doing.
Can you make a VR X-Men game, unlicensed, and then let me play it?
Who says I haven't?
I remember playing that. I forgot about that. The central nervous system, though, that kind of ties into the virtual reality, the virtuosity thing, right?
Yeah, and that is actually something that they're working on is what's called brain computer interfaces, where like you know it can through like an electrode on your head.
Oof! That start of that sentence is terrifying. By the way, through an electrode on your head, I'm out.
Yeah, that's yeah. I mean,
you don't shave a piece of your head.
95-year-old me getting into it, but I like you're 12. Is that?
She's 212.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple dozen over here will be like jacking into the internet.
No.
You'll be like Keanu.
Jess, you'll be like Keanu.
No,
like,
I don't want that.
Plug in my fishtail braid to the internet.
I need a computer.
I need Switch. I need an APAC or whatever they yelled in. Give me an AF phone. I need a. What are they called?
The American Israel Policy Council.
Is that what it is? Well, no, it was the what's the name of the two twins in the Matrix. The guys that the pilots, the ones that didn't go into the Matrix. It was Tank
Keanu?
And Ape.
The Wachowskis.
Yes.
That's
Tank and the two black guys that were the pilots.
We're not.
No.
I mean, this podcast is stopped until we figure this out.
Yeah.
So.
The world needs to know.
Yeah,
I bet
people are making comments on there. Probably are.
Well,
the ones
little...
that Joe Pantoliano murders.
There's
no. I'm vaguely familiar with what you're talking about. Also, don't care.
There's a little delay. We'll see if people end up commenting and fixing that for us. They're apparently also hearing these trailers, which I did not think was going to happen.
Well, that's good.
No, but they can't hear us, which the trailers are probably better. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, a so lot really more was spent on us? The arcade trailer than this.
Yeah, that's fair. It says narrow the bandwidth. How about no? I don't even know what that means.
Narrow your bandwidth.
Yeah.
What does that mean in the virtual world? Narrow your bandwidth.
So imagine regular bandwidth.
I can't.
This is narrower.
Oh.
I don't follow, but that's fine.
Yeah. We'll play it back when he's gone.
That's fine.
And listen to it.
We'll do commentary. We'll do director's commentary.
Of just that little clip.
What a dick.
Should we watch Virtuosity?
We should always watch Virtuosity.
Let's do it.
This is good. I liked Virtuosity.
This is another one that I did not.
I like how Denzel looks like a porter.
Oh wait, no, Virtuosity I liked fine.
Yeah, it's like it's somewhere between Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
You mean his outfit?
Yeah. And like a motorcycle cop.
What?
So we're watching Virtuosity, 1 of 9 movie clip. I love to play is the name of this scene.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is the movie that Jeff loves.
Damn right I do.
Yeah, maybe it's not as great as I remember.
Maybe that's because you're remembering it wrong.
This is, I don't know if you'll put a link to it, but in that short that I sent you guys from the Proto Awards, the VR system is called Virtuosity with a Z as a nod to this.
I like it.
I just sent a link to the trailer.
There it is.
Cool. You're welcome, everybody. And someone just said, gunfire in my ears. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that.
Shoot the hostage.
These guns are from when now? These are...
The future.
The future?
Yeah.
Future guns. That looks realistic.
This, I think, was the first Denzel movie I remember.
How many people have you murdered in a sushi bar to know that?
Denzel is dressed like a DJ from an 80s rap group.
Yeah, he's dressed like, just like, like a super ancillary character from Public Enemy.
Yeah.
He looks like a backup dancer for Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation tour.
Now he just turned to leaves.
Virtuosity.
Throw a phone at him, Russell Crowe.
I'm 30-odd foot of grunt.
Look at that. Look at that suit.
I just come back together.
Yeah, no, this is... I think we had this system at VRLA.
Is that how you developed your
leg jerk? Your technology.
Yeah, can we come get a tour of that part of your operation where you just have the people suspended in machines?
They call that a Tazy Boy.
Ayo.
A Tazy Boy.
That's because Lazy Boy, everybody. But then there's a thing called a taser.
And then they're getting electrocuted.
That's
with pain.
I get it now.
Yeah. That was actually a very good reference, and thank you for that.
It was all right.
No, the one I said.
Someone said this is more entertaining when I can't see it, to be honest. Hey, that's fine.
Cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we got one more trailer to go through, and then we can get out of here. Oh, Jeff, quit.
Thank goodness.
Quit thumbs. I agree. This has been rough.
What? No, this has been great.
So this, I know, I'm joking, Jeff. Calm down.
No, I like it.
It's you we don't like.
It's like X-Men First Class. I like it even if you don't.
I don't like you.
Hey, I like me even if you don't.
That has no bearing on me.
That's fair.
Your own opinion of yourself. So this last clip is from Strange Days.
Starring Angela Bassett.
And this is about basically people buying and selling memories, which...
I like it.
We can do that, right? I want to do that.
Someone just came out with like a camera helmet that lets you see exactly what someone is seeing from every angle.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Wait.
Have you ever jacked in? He asked.
That's a question that will get you fired at most workplaces.
Especially at yours. Oh, that's right. Juliette Lewis is in this.
Was that Cusack? Of somebody's
life. And not... Young Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, that looks like a young Bradley Cooper, but it's not, right?
No, that's a Fiennes. That's a
Is
Ray
that a
Fiennes?
Is that Ray Fiennes?
Is that Ray Fiennes?
Is that Ralph?
Yeah, that's Ralph. But he looks real like Alias era Bradley Cooper.
Right?
He sure
does.
Oh
my god, yeah. Where's his hair lip? And tattoo of a demon on the back. I only know him from one thing.
There are a lot of seizures in everything we've watched today.
Yeah.
He records it all. That's what VR does. Gives you seizures. Why me? That doesn't seem right. I don't think that's accurate. Yeah, this was a bullshit movie.
Do you know what this
This is another one that I remember being really excited about.
This was, I think, at the height of the, like, the cyberpunk fiction situation. Yeah. Like,
the Dark
Billy
City.
Idol had an album called Cyberpunk. There was that terrible Brad Pitt, not Roger Rabbit movie, Cool World.
Cool World, yeah, remember Cool World?
Cool World.
Cool World was, it was Roger Rabbit, yeah. It was sexy Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit was sexy Roger Rabbit. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Cat Jeff does not like Roger Rabbit, by the way.
Oh, really?
Tried to see if she wanted to watch it. Not a fan.
You wouldn't fuck that rabbit?
No, my cat doesn't like Roger Rabbit. She didn't enjoy it. I thought she'd like a noir story. A crime story.
This is some... This like, is real cool sub Chili Peppers.
Soundtrack by Typo Negative and Gravity Kills, probably.
Yeah, they're not showing us much virtual reality shit in here. But that's basically the premise of that movie, is you're like buying and selling memories. Literally the only thing I remember about the movie.
Not one of these trailers we've watched makes me want to see the movie.
Yeah, yeah. There were not a lot of winners in here.
Oh, Catherine Bigelow of Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, look at that.
There it is.
Look at that.
She's actually a prequel to Zero Dark Thirty.
It's true.
Zero Dark 29. Get it?
Negative one Dark 30.
Oh, hey. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. You just got served.
Yeah, it's a two-number title. I can play this.
You got served.
Zero light? No.
Yeah, no, we're at the end of it.
Yeah.
Apparently the trailer was super loud, and we can't say anything good because they can't hear
I just said that.
Oh, did you?
We'll figure it out. It'll be fine. This is the first one we've done.
This is our virtuosity, baby.
Yeah.
If you want to get Gladiator, you got to go through virtuosity. You know? You got to iron out the kinks of your Russell Crowe before you...
Exactly.
You know? Burn it out on something worth garbage.
Yeah, this is the Lawnmower Man to the Lawnmower Man 2 that the rest of your podcast will be.
Starring Matt Frewer.
Yes.
Who's that again?
That's as soon as we find out, that. You guys are going to make another episode.
He was also the mean dad in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Not helping.
Nobody saw that, Jeff.
Everybody saw Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
I did.
Up top, Jeff. Yeah.
You're actually supposed to have not ever seen movies.
I do watch things, just not all of the things.
It's a children's movie, so thank you.
She's like, I watched it on the headrest TV of my parents' Honda Odyssey.
God damn it.
They didn't have one of those.
It's yes and, Jess. Yes and. Not no and.
Should we wrap it up? We don't really have any comments because the most recent episode hasn't gone up.
Oh, my God.
We got all of these comments from people watching right now, though, mostly just complaining.
Did anybody
this is bad. I liked it better the old way.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like it better.
We don't like seeing your faces.
Whatever was not this, I liked that.
Well, there's some positivity. They said Jennifer says it's the first pancake, so she's with us. It's
fine. That means it's the worst.
It's the one you throw away.
But it gets better after that, is what she's saying.
Yeah. Jennifer said she saw it in the theaters when she was a kid, and she's talking, of course, about the first pancake. She saw it in the theater.
Also a Catherine Bigelow film.
Yeah. Leanne Webster says, beat me, Jeffrey. I believe that's what it says.
Is my ex-wife logging in? What's happening?
Oh, snap. We both have ex-wives.
Hey.
My computer keeps wanting to restart.
Oddly, only one of our ex-wives was in love with you.
What? Weird to hear. Really? That's unfortunate.
What's happening?
This is not
weird.
Important.
Yeah, this is weird. Super weird.
It's really not important.
We should wrap this up. This was a fun episode.
I like this. We gotta do something with you guys. Like we gotta figure out something with my show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And let's come do in it.
And yeah.
Set something up and then I don't know, maybe we'll make like a video or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Teledildonics.
VR podcast.
Right? Has anybody ever done a virtual podcast before? Like a podcast in VR?
I think Reggie Watts may have done it.
Never heard.
Sorry.
He doesn't count.
Okay.
We should do that.
Yeah.
We should figure out how to do it. Is that a thing that's possible to do? Like record something and then like output the... We should figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, it's an output situation. I think we can output it.
And then I could be that egg that I was in that video that I played.
Sure.
I played an egg.
He did it.
You played an egg.
No, it was a Twinkie with a bite taken out of him.
It was a generic snack cake of nondescript branding.
Oh, yeah, it would be fun if
all respect due to the Hostess Corporation.
It would be fun if it was like They Live, where if they're just watching the podcast, we look normal, but then
they put the
VR thing on and we're just skeletons in the face. That would be my favorite.
That would be good.
Yeah,
and it just says subscribe on the back in the songs.
That would be awesome.
Oops.
All right, let's wrap it up. We have to record another one of these in 15 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, you're on that too, by the way.
Cool.
You have to.
Yeah.
No notes. You just have to know a lot about.
We should have told you.
Very complicated political systems.
Okay, I can not do that.
Poor bastard.
Do we have anything to plug before we get out of here?
Later this summer, Mind Show comes out on Steam. But if you have got an HTC Vive VR headset, you can sign up for our alpha right now, where you can get early access and then get some special stuff when it comes out later this summer.
Mind Show.
Mindshow.com is the web address, and we're on Steam, which is the biggest video game distribution network.
Video games is good.
Yeah.
Video games are cool.
Right.
Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
Mint on Card is the second Friday of every month, May 12th, that Blast from the Past in Burbank, May 12th, and then, you know, whatever the corresponding Friday is for whenever this goes up. It's going to be a blast. We always get really, really great comics. We got a very special edition May 27th at, Strategicon, which is a gaming convention.
You ever have, Olivia Munn on your show?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Huge geek fan. Huge. We get her all the time. She drops in.
Oh, wow. Drops a hot five from Olivia Munn.
Yep.
Known comedian. No, Olivia Munn.
Fancy comedian. Yeah. She's getting her Netflix hour ready. So she's getting, I mean, that's pretty much it. If you can donate to CareRescueLA @gmail.com on PayPal, they've done a lot to help the stray cats that we feed to get them off the streets. And once we get them all off the streets, you're never going to hear from me again about that. You will. They're great. They're wonderful people and really fantastic.
Why are someone in the comments says, does Adam seriously not know what Steam is? I didn't fucking say anything. I know what Steam is. I was just sitting here.
They could tell
here.
From the look on your face that you were dumbfounded by the concept.
I was just sitting here like a normal dude enjoying my day. And now all of a sudden, I don't know what Steam is. I didn't fucking know what Steam is. This is outrageous.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So,
what do you got to plug?
Darkest
Hour. Darkest
Hour.
June 9th.
That's coming up, 11:30 p.m., Westside Comedy Theater. See me tell jokes. I'm really funny. And I'll also be at the Strategicon show.
What?
Oh, wait. Also, first Tuesday
of
every...
You had your chance.
Oh, that's Jesus.
Fair. That's fair. First Tuesday of every month, the Buskers Social. It's a live variety show that I co-host with Simon Gibson. The website is buskers.social. Super easy. And we have comedians and magic and music and all kinds of funny stuff.
Magic the Gathering. They have a tournament there.
Fun.
Confirmed.
Jess, anything to plug?
Go to Okie Pokie downtown, because then I'll have something to do at work.
What's Okie Pokie?
It's the restaurant I work at now.
What kind of restaurant is it?
It's a pokey and sushi burrito place.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
What, how you come you don't bring us? Okie place?
Why didn't you just bring us food?
I can't if you're here tomorrow.
It's too late.
I didn't work today. I'm not going to go in when I'm not working.
But.
Wow.
Jesus.
Jess Boulevard is a one-way street.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. Let's wrap this up. We're just going to leave this rolling because why not?
Rolling.
We're supposed to record again in 12 minutes, so we'll probably all just walk out of the room and come back.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Let's get out of here. Adam, say goodbye.
Hey, goodbye.
Jess, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the Mind Show rookie card, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Virtual Jam in 10.